This podcast was made on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We recognise that sovereignty was never ceded. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This is Wax Lyrical, a very serious show for people who put their head down and keep laughter to a minimum. Close your eyes. What do you see? It's not just blackness, is it? Flashes, colours, memory of light. Something forms, slowly, like a cloud. What is it? An ice pick? An elbow? A wishbone? A fishbone? A pot of pomegranate molasses? Your grandma's white perm? A single swimming sperm? Cloud with legs and feet? Ah, it's a sheep. Take a breath. Come back now. You're with me, Algal Blooms, and the elusive oracle, Sheep Boy. They're going to take you through 40 minutes of sound. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Let me introduce a few of the tracks coming up. I have a field recording of just a couple of my mates and I doing some drawing together, and then followed by a track that my mum used to play me to help me fall asleep at night. Hope you enjoy.
I told him to give me his number.
Yeah.
What else could I draw?
What
about, you know what I would like to draw? Crash Bandicoot.
What's Crash Bandicoot? What's that?
You would know what Crash Bandicoot is. It's an old game.
I don't play video games, so I don't know.
It's a very old game. It came out on PlayStation 1.
I don't know. I don't play video games. I'm not into video games.
Yeah, you would know what it is. Did you play PlayStation 1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would know what Crash Bandicoot is. Crash Bandicoot is like, it's an old game that came out on PlayStation 1, the very first PlayStation that ever came out. It was actually quite amazing because it had 3D games, it had different games on it. And the best thing about it back then was that it was in 3D. That was the best thing about it. Just like the Super Nintendo and all the others, it was in 3D.
What about now?
What?
What about now?
Now?
Yeah, is it in 3D?
Yeah, they make games in 3D all the time, PlayStation. They got God of War, that's in 3D. They got Call of Duty, they got lots of games. They've got Tekken, Cross Street Fighter, which is in 3D.
赤い手拭いマフラーにして二人でいた横丁の風呂屋一緒に寝よう寝ていたのにいつも私が待たされた洗い髪が芯まで冷えて小さな聖剣なった「あなたは私の体を抱いて冷 Thank you.
Yeah, you're not into video games?
Who?
You.
No, I don't. I'm not into it.
Are you into reading books?
I don't know. Whatever. What are you into?
I love video games.
I'm not into video games. I'm not into video games.
But you're into paper making, aren't you?
Huh?
Paper making, origami.
I've never done it.
Oh. What are you into? What are you into?
Who?
What are you into?
Me? Everything except video games.
Oh, okay. So reading, origami.
Yeah, whatever. But whatever, not video but games.
Not video games. Yeah.
I'm not into video games.
Yeah, fair enough. Not everyone's into video games. That's the good thing about meeting. Meeting new people.
yedin mi? Harami olmuş gözlerinlerin. Beller keser demedin mi, din mi? Beller keser demedin mi, din mi? Beller keser demedin mi, din mi? Gözlerin
But you know what I can't live without?
What?
My dogs. You know what I can't live without?
Your dogs.
Yeah.
Concept of the sheep boy that's established in Japan as a male intimacy service for women who are living, you know, independent lives and don't want to go down that family route, don't want to become mothers, but still crave intimacy. And I think there's something really beautiful and honest and sad about it. And the beauty of it is that because it's become an established service, that means there is less shame about using a monetary exchange to get your intimacy needs met. And the funny thing is that was most of the work that I was doing when I was stripping for a couple of years, was that most of the men that were coming into the clubs that I worked in, you know, sometimes there'd be like bucks parties and it's like all fun and a party and it's like naked chicks going up and down poles and like that's really exciting. But on the weekdays, like the more quiet nights, it was more about these men that seemed pretty vulnerable and sad and like they needed someone to talk to. And it's the same sheep boy concept, I think, was that I found myself in more of a listening sort of psychology, social work service, more than a dancing, like, naked girl service. I just found that, like, the more people walking in there on weeknights were just after, yeah, intimacy. What's really beautiful that's come out of the sheep boy service is that, like, these women are happy to say, I'm happy to pay for intimacy. It's a need. It's a want. It's a desire. And it helps me in my life. But for the guys coming into the strip club, that's actually like a more secret thing that they're coming in for, it seems. Because strip clubs are like all about performance. There's a lot of ego and stuff. And you don't really think that it's about, you know, opening up all those internalized issues. But it really is. It's one of those spaces for people to let go and open up and feel comfortable to share their emotions. And, yeah, I don't know, maybe in the future we'll have more services that will appeal to more of a multiplicity of people's needs. Because I think it's pretty hard, like, to go underground. Like, literally, these men have been forced to go underground to, like, talk about their deepest, darkest thoughts. and, you know, maybe, like, in the future it'll open up and it'll all come to the above ground and the light, and like sharing emotions and thoughts and feelings is actually totally fine. And whether you're paying to have that experience or you're just practicing opening up in general, I think it's just a really positive thing. And yeah, I think the sheep boy plays a really important role.
Thanks for listening to Wax Lyrical. What's your favourite word? My favourite word this week is poo. Goodbye.